And with a great sense of timing, the sporting catch-up here at St. Peter's School in Walworth for this week has to be all about tennis. So with Wimbledon just finished, the children have been watching and also playing tennis, very much so this summer. And to explain more, I've got a couple of our rising Year 3 tennis stars with me. So guys, your names please.
Jamie
Ogaga.
Jamie and Ogaga from Year 3, our two tennis stars. Now, Jamie, you've recently been playing in a tennis tournament, is that right? So this was held where, please?
At Burgess Park.
Yeah, Burgess Park, nearby Burgess Park, where there is the brilliant Southwark Tennis Club. And Ogaga, so when was your competition? Can you remember which day?
It was in July, but I forgot the date.
Yeah, so quite recently, in about the past week or so. So, Jamie, do you play much tennis at school? Have you had much tennis coaching or training during PE?
We do it on Tuesdays.
And who has been teaching you your tennis?
Milton.
So, Milton, Ogaga, you can explain. Milton, is he from the school or is he from elsewhere? Do you know?
He's from elsewhere and he tells other people can sign up to go there, and all schools around the country can go.
Yeah, Milton is one of the tennis coaches over at Southwark Tennis Club. So they've got a team there, dedicated, really good coaches, and they do hold like after school clubs, and they've got these wonderful courts and facilities, and they encourage lots of local young children like yourself to go along and play. But Milton has been coming to school and coaching you. Now tennis, I find tennis a bit tricky, so I need some coaching tips. So Jamie, can you maybe explain to people what was the kind of work that Milton was doing with you in school?
The strength's called backhand, forehand, and he teaches us how to swing our bat.
So Ogaga, can you explain to people what is a good way to swing your bat? What was Milton saying? How do you need to control your tennis racket?
He said before you swing, control the racket face, then swing backhand ground stroke.
I see. So you control the racket face, and then you swing back and you have your ground stroke. Did you do any work about also movement in your feet and how you stand when you're playing tennis?
On a ready position, we have to stand like this with our bat in the hand.
So can you describe that to people, please? How are you standing right now? How are your feet positioned?
My feet has to be a bit wide open, and your arms should be in front of your belly.
And why do you think your feet need to be quite wide apart for tennis? What does that help you do?
It helps us to move a bit faster.
Yeah, and also balance as well, maybe. It makes you feel a bit more balanced. Okay, so that was the coaching. And then you went off then, Ogaga, to this tennis competition at Southwark Tennis Club. Do you know how many other schools were also competing? How many?
Five.
Yeah, there's five other schools, as well as St. Peter's. Now, I think you were very, very brave because we sent over our Year 3 tennis stars. But then, Jamie, I think most of the other schools, they had, like, what kind of year groups were there?
Like 4, 5 and 6.
Yeah, a lot of like Year 5 and Year 6 children were there. And you know, those kind of extra 2 years or so when you're playing tennis, a bit more height and so, I imagine you found it quite tough, but also a really, really good learning experience. And so the games are quite hard, but was it a good day for you, Ogaga? You enjoyed it?
Yeah, it was fun.
What were the highlights for you? Something that you can remember about your day out playing tennis?
I remember trying to win and getting a tennis t-shirt.
You got a t-shirt. What do the t-shirts say on it?
Give tennis power.
Give tennis power. Right, that could be a great message for us to end on. So give tennis power. We all know here at St. Peter's we have a really good winning football team and we play netball to a high standard. But I think it's always also really good to get involved playing tennis, especially with our friends like Milton at the nearby Southwark Tennis Club, having such great coaching and facilities nearby. Brilliant. So, Jamie and Ogaga, our two tennis stars, or two of our stars from Year 3, thank you for your time and good luck. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.